It looks like our lives are going to be disrupted again next week. We're hearing word that there's going to be a series of large-scale protests. Now, it's hard to get details on what might be happening and who's actually behind it. There is this mysterious group called A15. They are a pro-Palestinian group, and they want to shut down our city, perhaps our state's economy, to make their point about the war in Gaza. Now, one of the 3693, we're going to speak to a pro-Palestinian identity after the 9 o'clock news. There's talk of shutting down the port of Melbourne. There's talk about another blockade on the Westgate Bridge. There's talk of major intersections in the CBD being blocked for hours at a time. Victoria Police have also said they will take whatever steps are necessary to stop this. But I guess I want to put it to you, like we've had so many protests. You know, climate change protests. There's almost hardly a day goes by without some sort of pro-Palestinian protest. Is any of this changing your mind? 133693. And if indeed this mysterious group A15 does in fact shut down our city next week, will that make you feel more sympathetic to the Palestinian cause? See, I don't think it does. Honestly, when those climate wackos a few weeks ago rented a truck and blockaded the Westgate Bridge, it just made thousands of people angry. You know, what should have been a 45-minute commute to work turned into a couple of hours. People, one lady had to give birth on the side of the road because she couldn't get to hospital. I very much doubt she or her husband, or now their small child, who is apparently fine, would suddenly say, you know what, yes, we will adopt your views on climate change. Anyway, 133693, we're finding out what we can, but all I'll say is this, it's a warning. Next week could be chaotic.